And now more news from the internet and our occasional feature web browser. Alex?
I'm not so good with names, so I'm going to spell out this URL address, and you can find a link to it at our website, npr.org. The site is known as G-O, that's Go, F-U-G, as in good, and then yourself.com, yourself. A chuckle comes from Jessica Morgan. She's here in the studio with us. She's a co-founder of this site that's been up for a couple of years now. It just won an award for Best Written Blog. It is funny and fashionable, and the creation of Jessica along with her partner, Heather Cox. Jessica, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you so much for having me.
What is your site about?
Our site is basically about bad celebrity fashion. I think you or me or the average Joe, we kind of have to make do with whatever we've got. We don't have a huge salary and a stylist and a hairstylist and all the hours in the day to put ourselves together. I think everybody has looked at Ashley Simpson leaving the house in leggings and like Uggs and a huge horrible shirt and thought, you know, if I had all her money and all her resources, I would look fantastic. What's wrong with these people?
The piece you have up right now on Courtney Love is one of the funniest things I have ever read in my life.
Thank you so much. She's sort of an easy target.
Let me try to describe this picture of Courtney Love. She's staring out at the camera. She's wearing all white and some kind of sateen sort of thing. Her eyes are kind of half closed and her mouth is enormous.
Yes.
Could you just read the dialogue you have going down there?
Sure. Seriously, what are you looking at? There's nothing new or different about my lips. They've always looked like this. No, really, it's not collagen. I would never do that to myself. I'm a responsible mother who is not on drugs, and I have done nothing to myself that could ever be construed as plastic surgery.
You know, I just found this website a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, looking through it, I don't know who most of the people are. I mean, 90% of the people, I don't know who these pictures are.
Uh-huh. For some of them, we don't know who some of them are. You know, there's a whole group of F-list celebrities who attend the opening of anything. And who is so-and-so? Why do they get invited? Like, how do they have time to go to all these things? Surely they have a full-time job because they're not an actor. So, you know, we don't know who some of them are.
But they still are exhibiting bad taste.
Exactly.
That's enough for you. You just won this award for Best Written Blog.
Yeah.
Do you use an editor? I mean, who helps you be a good writer? Do you edit each other?
No, we don't. We're pretty autonomous as far as our own posts go. We do not vet each other's posts at all.
What about the name of your site?
It's a little blue. I love the pun. But in retrospect, I think Heather and I agree that if we had known we were going to have to tell our moms what it was called, we maybe would have named it something different.
Jessica Morgan, co-creator of the site that's featured today on Web Browser. There's a link at our site. It's npr.org. Jessica, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.